But did Louisville as a team decided to cut their sides short and dye the top of their hair blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that.
I didn't know. But it was like that in the regional.
Was it?
Yeah. They had their hair like that in the regional.
Yeah.
And again, that's one of those things like, so I, you know, live with a diehard Louisville fan mm-hmm. who, if Kentucky had done that, mm-hmm. he would have said that yeah. that was the stupidest thing in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some Kentucky friends come over yesterday. And like, oh, what's going on with your hair? That looks so stupid. John's like, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he would have just ripped on us if that was Kentucky.
Well, I'm married to a Kentucky fan and a Louisville hater. She grew up closer to Louisville in Henry County.
That was probably a better choice than the one I made.
And so when you grow up with people who like Louisville, then it makes you dislike Louisville more. Because you have to hear about it every time they get you, you know. I didn't grow up with any Louisville people anywhere. I didn't know anyone who liked Louisville in southeastern Kentucky. Yeah. There's just no Louisville. There wasn't then. Now, as Louisville has become more successful as a program, they have, of course, found fans that weren't there before mm-hmm. in pockets of Kentucky where Louisville fans never existed.
But Still not many.
Not many. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm telling you, there were more Tennessee fans around mm-hmm.
yeah.
where I grew up than there were Louisville fans. So I never thought of Louisville as the enemy or never hated them the way my wife does. And so, yes, when she saw the blonde hair, that's so stupid. God, they're stupid. Why would you do that?
Well, and you know, like Sam, my son, has decided, because he's just a contrarian, so over the last couple of years, he's decided, you know, to be a Louisville fan.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, there have been so many times where I'm like, do you want to be that kid? Like, people aren't going to like you. Like, we live in Lexington.
Yeah.
You were born, you have no reason to like Louisville other than you just want to be that guy.
Yeah.
And that guy is not a cool guy. Like, that guy's not liked by most people. But
it's like the NBA finals the other night. I saw in all of the Cleveland Cavaliers folks, right behind the basket, a couple rows up, is a guy in a Golden State jersey. And they're getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 20 points. I mean, what'd they score? 49 points in the first quarter?
Yeah.
And Durant makes one nice move. And that guy gets up and is screaming like, yeah! Yeah! Take that! Do not be that guy. If there's any advice you could ever give anyone, don't be that guy.
You know what I will say, though, to totally change topics, we went to the barbecue fest downtown last night. Did you go?
I was not familiar with the barbecue fest.
Yes.
I missed reading stuff.
I think
this
it's
week.
The first year. Am I right about that? I think it is the first year.
The barbecue fest downtown.
Yeah, at the courthouse.
Jeez. No, I'd have been there if I'd have known.
Yeah.
I like barbecue.
Yeah. And it was a lovely, and there was, you know, music, blues and bluegrass, live music. It was really nice. My only complaint was there are so many barbecue places, right?
Yes.
Every it was a nice crowd. I would say it was a nice crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it was like jam-packed elbow to elbow or anything like that.
Yeah.
And you had to wait like 45 minutes to get barbecue.
Oh, no.
I just needed there to be more barbecue. And obviously there's places that you prefer to others. But at the end of the day, when you're outside and everyone's got a food truck, like it's smoked pulled pork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's mm-hmm. no one's is that much greater than someone else's out there. But there was
too much demand.
It was too much.
Hmm.
And not enough supply. In fact, we were there, we got there at like 5:30, and there was one barbecue place that was out of food at 6:30. They were out.
Hmm.
Well, 6:30, that's yeah. You know, the thing went to 11 o'clock last night.
No.
But it was very cool. The music was good, and it was, you know, a fun thing to do in Lexington and downtown. So I would imagine something like that will get bigger and bigger every year if they continue to do it.
Well, if you know you have to wait 45 minutes for food, the second year may not be as well attended as the first year.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, people had some like cornhole boards set up out there, and you know, it was nice. We brought lawn chairs and just sat and listened to the music, and it was good.
Between the pavilion and when they finally finish the courthouse, the old courthouse, was this at the new courthouse plaza?
Yes.
This is where the, Yeah, that's a big area too. But between the pavilion and when they finish that new courthouse, that's going to be a nice, cool area. The courthouse adds to it, where it's going to have its patio open, its, you know, its outer area. So, no, I wound up running errands last night.
Because that would have struck me as something that you would have liked to go to.
It is something that I would have liked to have gone to. Well, that baseball game kept me from doing stuff that I would do during those hours. So, all that got pushed back to past the end of the baseball game. So, I think by the time I got home, it was 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. And then I didn't know about it because I was just so busy this week. I was just, I had neglected the deadline for the Cat's Paws high school football previews and was busy with other things, and then all of a sudden realized, oh my gosh, the deadline's not only passed, it's a week passed. And now the editor is telling me, I need it now.
Yeah. Not now, but right now.
Yeah. And that's when I realized I was going to have to work evenings, too. So I didn't do much.
Did you get them all done?
I did. Well, there's one hanging out there, but it's Louisville Holy Cross, and I'm just waiting. Their coach was on vacation last week. That's what happens when you put it to the last minute. If everything doesn't go to plan, somebody's on vacation, then you're in trouble. But I have written something for them, and I have sent it to two people with the program, and now I just need them to say, yeah, that's not a lie. That's not inaccurate. We can live with that. Because I've confirmed the information with no one. This is just based on what I know of them. So, how about the UK track and field team?
I know.
Edric Florial is just amazing.
Well, Mark Story had an article or a column this week that said the next coach to win a national championship at Kentucky might not be who you think. Mm-hmm. And it was, well, look what Nick Mangione has done, and of course John Calipari, and this and that, and all the other success. He said Edric Florial. And we're at a time in Kentucky where, I mean, listen, like the football team is on the uptick. Men's basketball, women's basketball, softball routinely is getting to super regionals now.
Volleyball is ranked.
Volleyball is always the track team. The gymnastics was, you know, had a great year.
Rifle is always top five.
There's just, it's just across the board. And it did not used to be that way.
No. And it's taken some time. But, I mean, they're in the Director's Cup standings, you know, top 10. This was Mitch's vision when he took over, and he got a lot of pushback on it because it's, I don't want you spending any money on volleyball, tennis, track and field. I want you to put it all in football and basketball. That's what we care about. That's what we want. It took so much heat for not investing in football. I mean, heck, think about it. It's just been the last few years that football's gotten the big facelift that it has. I mean, that people have been crying for that for a long time. But slowly but surely, Mitch has been investing in all the, what they call the Olympic sports, all the non-revenue sports, and this is the result. And it makes sense because it, you're always, I mean, there's always going to be a UK basketball fan, UK football fan. But they're still UK fans. So,
and even, there's still people who would love to go watch a college sporting event and not pay $1 million to go see it.
Yeah.
And to bring their kids to it.
Even those that are resistant, and say they don't care about X sport or Y sport, when it comes to them being successful, they do care.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the baseball team. That regional, 2 record crowds, broke the record on Saturday night, broke it again on Monday night.
And people stayed till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
On a Monday night.
Yes. Now, baseball is a traditional sport, but it's still a non-revenue sport. You see what's happened in women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, soccer, they support it all.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a credit to Mitch. But UK Track and Field finished 4th at the NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon this weekend. It's the second best finish in school history. But they also won their first ever 4x100 relay. And if you've not seen the video for that, it's pretty awesome, the 4x100, because Alabama looks like they've got it locked up. And in that last 100, Kentucky overtakes the girl down the stretch.
And listen, aren't we getting Sydney McLaughlin next year?
Yeah, the Olympian.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is a star.
Yes.
And then Olivia Groover won the pole vault. So 2 champions. 2 NCAA champions this weekend.
I mean, and Sydney McLaughlin's going to bring a whole bunch of attention to this track team that maybe wasn't there before, even though it deservedly should be there.
Yeah.
You know, they've been good.
Yeah, even more national attention.
Yeah. But, I think Kendra Harrison certainly mm-hmm. started
yeah.
that trend of, you know, having people watch
yeah.
track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. These are the nights to never
die. My father told me. Reds fans, 4 for 48 weekends are back when the Dodgers come to town June 16th through the 18th. Presented by Mike and Ike. Buy 4 view level tickets and receive 4 special number 14 Reds hats in honor of the Pete Rose statue unveiling. Take advantage of the 4 for 48 presented by Reach Magazine. For tickets, visit Reds.com.
Hey there, Lexington. Steve here from Seaview Outfitters. Our run at our downtown location is coming to an end, and we invite you to our incredible store closing sale. A great opportunity for deep discounts on your favorite brands like Patagonia, Vineyard Vines, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more. Styles for summer and great gear for those pesky rain showers. We're located downtown across from Triangle Park next to Tony's. Invite a friend and come on down to Seaview Outfitters store closing sale.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
Thanks, floor covering.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do have something for everyone, but we mean carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, flooring, and more. We don't know any superheroes, but we always have super prices.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN. Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Roll on, Daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, Mama.
Yeehaw!
Roll on through. Roll on, Mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler.
Would you go see an Alabama concert?
If it was free and in my backyard. But I know like 40 of their songs. You know,
yeah.
Like you
oh, they've got, they have a double disc album CD that has like 40 hits on it.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, you know, all the words. There's a lot of songs that they have.
Yeah.
That I think are probably corny, but I know every word to it.
Right. So,
like that, the Dogs with Mustard song. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, I got to sing it in my head.
I take my hot dogs with mustard.
Oh, yeah. I went and saw them in Fort Payne, Alabama. They used to have something called Alabama June Jam, and they would have a full day of music from like 10 a.m.
Cheap seats.
Till the end. Cheap seats, yes. Yeah. And,
But didn't you know just about every song?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
But I'm not probably going to pay a bunch of money or make a.
They're a little past their prime now. They might show up at the state fair, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's a free concert sometimes when you just pay your fair admission.
I swear. Does REO Speedwagon play every state fair, all 50 state fairs? And yet I've never seen them.
I think
and
so.
I really like them. Like, I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Oh, I'm so done with REO Speedwagon. They have been, like, the music that's been, not too bad, for so long. It's played so much on radio stations, and you hear it so much. I just, like, them in Kansas and Toto and Air Supply.
Ooh, I do like Toto.
That whole Boston, that whole group, I'm just kind of like, I mean, you guys are okay, but you're played so much that I just can't take it.
Mm. And truly, if I went to like that concert, I would, there's like four REO Speedwagon songs and then I'd be done. Like, I don't need to hear any of the B-side stuff. I don't need to hear that.
I'll tell you a memory of REO Speedwagon. This is going way back deep in my childhood. I had spent the night with a friend, and I'm maybe, I don't know, 7, 8, something like that. And I don't know, maybe my parents didn't know their parents maybe as well as they thought. So we're hanging out that night or whatever, and we've gone to sleep now. But the dad has not been home. I don't know if it's the dad or the boyfriend. I don't even know. Can't remember. That's how, you know, long and sketchy this memory is. We had a good evening. We had fun. But we're asleep. And now the dad has come home, and he's brought a friend. And they've been drinking. But we're sleeping. It's dark. But for wherever we're sleeping, we're not in someone's room. We're maybe in the living room or something. And we can see into maybe like the family room or whatever where the stereo is. So the dude has come home with his buddy drinking, and they put on REO Speedwagon and are in there air guitaring it, rocking their heads while the kids at the sleepover have already gone to bed.
Like, I will never like REO Speedwagon.
And it was just so odd. It was one of those things. What is this? What is this thing that's happening over there?
I mean, this music is okay.
Yeah. But to be acting like that?
That's not an appropriate reaction to this song.
I can remember after telling my mother everything about the visit, she was like, okay, we're never going back. I'm sorry. That's not happening. Craziness. Hey, Belmont Stakes yesterday, Todd Pletcher coming through again. He won with Taprit. That was a pretty good race. Irish Warcry looked like he had it. Here's the stretch call here from NBC.
down in the last furlong. The two of them are now a half length apart. They are clear of Cornelia and Patch. It is Irish War Cry. And on the
other side, you can barely hear that.
Temperate has taken the lead. Temperate and Irish War Cry come down to the line together. It is Temperate and Jose Ortiz in the Belmont Stakes. They have defeated Irish War Cry.
Well, it was a great stretch run. It was those two. It was Irish War Cry. Temperate didn't look like he was going to get up to get it. And Irish War Cry just didn't have the juice to finish it off. But it was not, there was no Triple Crown on the line. So I feel
there wasn't even.
Classic Empire couldn't run in it. And
I didn't even watch it, I'll be honest with you.
I didn't either because I had to watch the baseball game and I had to run errands while the Belmont was on. So, yeah. It was just less interesting because of, the lack of star power horses there.
Yeah.
Lack of something on the line.
Yeah, it wasn't interesting at all. Mm-hmm. from my perspective, I'd completely forgotten about it. And if I'm just going to be completely honest, when you just said Temperate won, that was the first
time you knew.
I'd heard who won the Belmont. I told myself, I'm doing that radio show again. I better look up who won the Belmont, and then I just forgot.
Yeah, well, it was like 10 o'clock last night before I watched the replay. Yeah.
Once again, I am ill-prepared.
Well, I knew I was interested in betting it. Yeah. And I didn't bet it, but senior investment was the one I was going to go with, so I'm glad I didn't bet it.
There you go.
Yeah. But now it's the summer of horse racing. You know, there's the summer classics and some of those races.
But I do find interest in those. Although I just don't think this has been a good year. So some of those races will have older horses in them that are better than this three-year-old crop.
Yeah.
This is just not a very impressive three-year-old crop, I don't think.
Yeah, there was so much potential that never materialized in some of these horses. And obviously Classic Empire had, issues. And then, gosh, who won the Preakness? I can't even remember now. Can you remember the Preakness winner?
So this was the first time in 47 years that the Belmont didn't have either the Derby or the Preakness winner in it.
Cloud Computing.
Is that right?
Yes, I believe that is correct. Cloud Computing because, it was a...
And the Classic Empire was second.
Yeah, it was a guy from Baltimore who was the owner. And that's what made it kind of cool is that they won. Yeah. And then the Derby was the New York, the whole New York guys. And when they didn't win the Preakness, it was like...
We're out.
And Pletcher's looking at him after the Preakness. He was just... Ugh, like somebody had reached in and just grabbed his heart.
So this year's just not a year where the 3-year-olds really have done a whole lot. So I do like you're talking about like the Travers and races like that.
Yeah,
where we can get some 4 and 5 year olds in there. That
I would love to see Songbird, but they say Songbird's not going to run against the boys. So get that out of your head. That's what they keep saying, but it's always fun to see that because it adds a different kind of storyline. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Attention warehouse personnel. McLane Grocery is hiring for their distribution center in Nicholasville. If you're looking for steady work at a competitive hourly rate with health benefits and a 401k, then attend McLane's hiring event Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 1040 Baker Lane in Nicholasville. To learn more, visit McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. That's McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
thanks for covering.
Is Derek there?
There's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We've got flooring choices for every room in your home.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street, TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Do you find your life dreams seem out of reach? Do you need clarity in achieving your life goals? If so, join Mind Over Body Yoga and Pilates Healing Arts Studio for living your best self and achieving your dreams. Nationally acclaimed empowerment guide Janice Darrow will help you explore the importance of intuition and following your heart, recognizing the difference between emotion and intuition, and moving beyond emotions that may hold you back. Please join us, Laura, Melissa, and Beth at Mind Over Body, June 24 from 10 to 3. Register at mindoverbodystudio.com.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks Floor Covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I was looking at all the life. 3 minutes ago, Brad said, I'm just going to play Alabama for the rest of the show.
I know.
And now we have...
completely abandoned that idea. I was looking forward to the next Alabama song. Oh, well. Well, the UK baseball team had a remarkable season. One that is going to... I mean, it's going to kickstart things... The ball's rolling, momentum going, and Dan McDonald, who is now in his fourth College World Series with Louisville, has led them to four. 2007 was the first one. That was so unexpected, but that was the breakthrough. And now it's 5 years in a row at a Super Regional, and three times they've broken through and made it to the College World Series. So they're going to win one of these
soon. Yeah.
They have the National Player of the Year, all that. Oh, and Dan McDonald has... I mean, it's a rivalry. So, but he doesn't act like Bobby Petrino in this situation.
Yeah, most people don't.
Or Rick Pitino in this situation. You know, Petrino and Pitino, I mean, Pitino flipped off the Rupp Arena crowd. Petrino, we know how much he hates UK. And they've gotten in shoving matches on the field with UK. Okay. So that there is some classlessness to that. Not Dan McDonald. He doesn't take shots at Kentucky. And he tells it straight. And he's run a heck of a program.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. And he said, if I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm feeling pretty good. Because you have a bright future. You got a great young coach. You got good things going on. And eventually it'll happen for, you know, it's, things are going in the right direction for Kentucky. So that was nice to hear from him, his opinion of UK. But Nick Mangione could not be a better hire.
No.
So with him at the helm, this thing is, I mean, it's a lot to live up to now. I'm sure he doesn't feel that way, but.
Well, I'm sure he wants that. I mean, that's part of why he wanted to come. You know, he wants there to be an expectation that we're going to be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Your first season, that's what he said. Omaha. I'm thinking Omaha already. They were two wins shy of Omaha. So now that's what he's got. He's got to get next year. He said, this was the first step. Now we got to win these things.
Mm-hmm.
So our buddy Kent Spencer.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Is it today his birthday?
I think it was yesterday.
Ah. Well, happy birthday, Kent. Well, he got a nice little present from Nick Mingione as far as just a compliment goes, because Kent asked the question. Nick, you mentioned that this team has changed your life. These kids have changed your life. In what way did they do that? And Mingione goes, wow, what an awesome question. To Kent, who has maybe questioned him never has talked to Nick Mingione. So Nick doesn't know Kent from anywhere. And after he says, what an awesome question, Mingione pauses for about 15 seconds, almost to collect himself and like find it in him to say what he wants to say without boo-hooing through the whole thing. So this is a lengthy answer, but you just got to hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is Nick Mingione right here, and this is why this team did what it did. Here you go.
Change is hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. And when you ask 18 to 23-year-olds to change, right, adults, you ask if you can just do a true heart evaluation of yourselves right now. And you get a whole bunch of new bosses, totally new bosses, and they basically come in and they ask you to change basically everything in your life. And it started with changing to what kind of students they were. We made guys go back in cats and study hall that hadn't been in years. And we just told them we were going to hold them accountable for every single move they make. And when you do that, and you start in the classroom, and then the decisions they make off the field, and then decisions in how they're going to practice and approach each day with the enthusiasm and effort. And when you get a bunch of guys that there's no previous relationships ever built, right? This is not a deal where we were on the phone for 3 and 4 years in advance recruiting them, and we can tell you all their parents' names, and, you know, we can tell you who their brothers and sisters are and what their parents do for a living and their dog's name and their girlfriend's names. Like, we couldn't do that. This is just walking into a group of room with a whole new men and just basically asking them and telling them, hey, by the way, I care about you. I'm going to love on you, but I'm also going to hold you accountable. It's really, really difficult because trust, it takes time. And it's more of a compliment to be trusted than loved. And it takes time. And these guys, I can look all of you in the eye and tell you, I've never seen them give one day away. Not one day did our coaches ever go to the locker room and say, man, they didn't give us everything they had today. Man, that day, I mean, what would we... I mean, this is a group, I mean, you saw it. I showed them a video of our dugout, the very first pitch of the game against North Carolina. Bukakis throws a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, Zach Gregg swings at it, and he crushes it into center field, and our dugout is celebrating. And right before this series, I showed them. And if you look in that dugout to the very last end, our dugout was exactly the same. And to get 18 to 23-year-olds to do that and to hold them accountable for every move they make, you should have just seen the amount of tears they had. Every single one of those kids could not be better gentlemen than my wife and my 2.5-year-old. So when you talk about changing someone's life, they changed mine.
I am tearing up over here.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's the kind of guy. Look, Nick Mingione could come to where you work and spend some time with you there with his energy and laying out his plans and mission for you. I think he could make you a better employee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. He is telling you, what I want for you is to be better in everything. I want you to be the potential that you are. And the kids bought into it. They just... Look, if you're an athlete, already you're making sacrifices and doing some things that it takes just to get to where you are. So when you have somebody that's there to help push you to go even further, I think it's not too crazy to think that they're able to all get on board in that, you know? But how many times will you have, you know, during the spring or fall practice, Stoops will come out and he'll have at least one of those where he's just.
Today they didn't have it. Yeah.
And just Mingione said that didn't happen. They didn't have one of those days. So I think for him to come in there and get all of these kids to just jump on board with him was meant quite a bit to him, obviously. But it's remarkable to be able to do it.
Yes, absolutely. It says a lot about him.
Yeah.
You know, and the team for sure. But it says a lot about him. Like you said, they didn't know him.
No, he didn't recruit those kids. He didn't know their families. He's just walking in and saying, all right, this is the way we're going to do things. Either you're in, you know, or you're out. He's just an inspiring guy. I mean, we've had him on the show. When you're done talking to him, you're like, wow.
I know.
God, he's great. You know, he just has that energy about him and positivity. And he has a way of putting things.
It's infectious and contagious. And you can see why all those kids bought in.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is absolutely no reason not to think this kind of success won't continue.
Yeah.
Because I think he's got a really good staff around him, too.
Oh, for sure. That's one of the things he talks about is how great of a staff. Jim Bellinger was the pitching coach for Louisville when they went to the College World Series in 2007.
Yeah.
So, and Bellinger has done great with this staff. He's got the pitcher of the year, Sean Jelly. He's back. The number two starter, the Sunday starter, Justin Lewis, also returns.
Kyle Tucker had a great article on Justin Lewis this week.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
You can check that out. But every time Sean Jelly pitches, I'm just like, is he 1,000 feet tall and weighs 15 pounds?
Well, the fact that he's 6'11 was not overlooked. I'll tell you that. I heard
You can't look over it, Dan. You have to be 7 feet tall to look over it.
Every game, that was a topic of discussion for a little while. Well, at one point, they made it sound like he's the first 6'11 person in the world. Like Laura Rutledge was like, yeah, he said he has a hard time in the shower. Like when he's shampooing his hair, his hands sometimes hit the, you know, hit the spout, and then just having to lean over when walking through doorways. Just like, this is the first ever 6'11 person in the world. Yeah, he experiences things that 7-footers experience, just like all the basketball players, you know. It was just kind of funny they made it. I get it. In baseball, it's not very often that you have a 6'11 guy, but the world is full of 6'11 people.
And I just think with how thin he is, he looks like a stretch or something. But I also love that he's from White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Bear Lake, go Bears.
I'll be in Minnesota next weekend, by the way, Dan.
Oh, you will?
Alex Risen will be here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that from Fargo?
Yeah, White Bear Lake.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Yeah.
Well, on his Twitter account, he calls himself a giraffe.
Yeah. I guess that is what he looks like, yeah.
Hey, Dennis is on the line here. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Keeper, oh, yeah. just, you know, one thing I like about the coach at UK, if you look at his pedigree, he coached where? At Mississippi State?
Uh-huh.
Assistant there to John Cohen for many years, yeah. And here, Kentucky as well.
And you can see the pedigrees there because, I mean, he brought so much enthusiasm from day one, and to this last out he still had that same enthusiasm, and like you said, kids are going to buy into it. And Sean Jelly looks like Nuke Lulich from Bull Durham. What do you think?
That's good.
I like that.
But you know, I mean, you look at where this program was. Now, I came here in 1995, and I think Keith Madison was the coach then.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of prospects that came to Kentucky. And, of course, we had that run with John Cohen and then Gary Henderson. So you're seeing that the nucleus is there. Kids are going to want to come here. I mean, we were, well, I'm not going to say one out of the way, but we made it to the Super Regionals.
Yeah.
And it, that's something like what Barnhart said from day one also. He's that's not going to work on the basketball team. He's going to work on every team here at UK. And you could see it now. I mean, and we'll have a brand new baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Kids are going to see that. I mean, it's there. Now we just got to let it grow. And I see a lot of good things. I see us getting over this Super Regional hump and making it to Omaha.
You know, I think you bring up a good point. And with this run the baseball team has been on, I think that's when I think Mitch Barnhart has gotten a lot of credit the last couple of weeks, because it brings up all of the other successes in the non-revenue sports and the Olympic sports, and got people talking that, you know, maybe he just might be in it. Because, I mean, how many times do you remember seeing those Ditch Mitch bumper stickers and, you know, and he did take heat, but he stayed his course. And I do think it's, you know.
He had a plan from the beginning, and he's seeing the plan through, and he keeps upping the plan. Keeps upping it, like, and, all right, let's do better.
I see a lot of good things just now with the baseball team, with women's basketball, they're growing. Volleyball team is in the top 25. Women's soccer team, I mean, well, our cheerleaders are just like, you know, the gods of college cheerleading. I mean,
yeah.
What more can you say? But all I can say is go Bears. Oh, yeah.
And I will say this. Good. You too, Dennis. You. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
From what I know of Mitch, what's happening with the U of L athletic department would never happen here.
Nope. Mm-mm. I just got to throw this in here. Sean Jelly, his Twitter profile, he says, giraffe by profession, Minnesotan by nature.
Yeah. By the grace of God, we're Minnesotans, Jelly.
We got to take a break here. We will talk about the Louisville Foundation situation, which is just disgusting. Next on the Dan and Mary Cho Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah. Rock and chill.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case, to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600. Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show.
local, and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, back to Alabama. There we go. The U of L Foundation audit findings came out this week, and they were appalling. I don't know that anything's going to be illegal about it.
Yeah, I don't know what the, other than just looking slimy, I don't know if there's unethical. Any ramifications.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, UK has its athletic association, and so it has an arm of fundraising that is separate from the university, that is just for athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And then Louisville Athletics, the Louisville Foundation is not for Louisville Athletics. Like, it's not, that's not its main purpose. That's not what it's there for. But, boy, it sure did a lot of paying of athletics. $19 million to the athletic director, Tom Jurich, over 7 years. His son, who works in the office of the president, is his official title, or where he works, I guess, department. But
$800,000.
Yeah, from the Louisville Foundation.
Why?
Because he's his son. That's why. No other reason. Because it's
his
son.
That's crazy.
It is. The President Ramsey, slime ball to the core, $12 million to him.
And they, what, erased his computer?
The U of L
hard drive?
IT department erased and repurposed President Ramsey's hard drive just prior to the audit.
You know,
if that doesn't tell you something right there.
You know, Tom Jurich has had, obviously, multiple opportunities to leave Louisville. Florida State, Big East commissioner, like when the Big East was still relevant, you know. And never left. And this is probably why. He's getting so much money on the side.
And he's able to work out side deals and get things done.
Got such a sweet deal here. And his family's getting paid, too. Like, you can, I mean,
are you going to pay my son at Florida State like almost $1 million for just doing a $60,000 a year job at the school?
No? Okay. Well, we'll just go ahead and stay here then.
Yeah. Louisville Athletics basically had another resource to help fund athletic salaries and all of its facilities. You're right, Mary Jo. It would never happen under Mitch Barnhart.
It wouldn't.
Never. That's the difference between Kentucky and Louisville. So, take your victories, you dirty birds. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When I call Passport, my care manager takes as much time as I need to answer questions about my asthma, my treatment. She even calls me up to remind me about doctor appointments. Sometimes we just chat about whatever. Honestly, I think I talk to her as often as I do my own daughter.
Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. From the racetrack to the road, every Honda is chasing perfection, and it doesn't take a race fan to know that Honda brings an unrivaled determination to everything it builds. The all-new 2017 Civic Type R is no exception, with 306 horsepower and 295 pound-foot of torque. Learn more about Honda's high-performance prowess at hpd.honda.com. That's hpd.honda.com to learn more. One more time, hpd.honda.com.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop and get custom fit for Ping's i200 irons, giving you full command of your shot with unprecedented feel and forgiveness. The innovative Ping Glide 2.0 wedges feature their sharpest grooves ever to increase friction and spin. And Ping's Sigma G putters feature full face forgiveness, a softer feel, and consistent fall speeds. Come in and get custom fit for your new Ping clubs and buy with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
Listen for the Big Blue Report with Dan Reifer on this LM Communications radio station. Brought to you by Republic Bank, where it's just easier here.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Stands between the Penguins and their fifth Stanley Cup championship. They'll try and pick up that W on the road tonight in Game 6 of the final against the Predators. Some positives for Nashville, which is coming off a 6-0 shellacking in Game 5. The home team has won every game of this series so far. The Preds 9-1 at Bridgestone Arena this postseason. 102.5 The Game's Jason Fitz.
You think about what this team looks like at home, they feel unbeatable at home, so I think that they'll come in with a lot of confidence. That being said, that Penguins team is tough to beat when you have everybody on the ice, and you have to look at this Preds team and say they're feeling the loss right now of Ryan Johansson, their top-line center. Sidney Crosby has just had his way with Preds the last couple of games, and when the Penguins are flying, they're tough to stop.
Jason Fitz on the trifecta. Crosby's got 27 points this postseason, is second in scoring. Status of injured Predators defenseman Ryan Ellis in doubt tonight. This is another day of preparation for the Cavaliers and Warriors. They clash in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tomorrow, 8 Eastern ESPN Radio in the ESPN app, 9 Eastern on ABC. Cleveland trails 3-1. Baseball, National League leading Rockies try and run their winning streak to 8 when they take on the Cubs today. Kyle Busch on the pole for the Pocono 400. Martin Truex Jr. outside spot on the front row.
Hey, it's Golic. LeBron James and the Cavs, they're able to avoid elimination as they win Game 4. We'll have complete reaction to get you ready for Game 5 Monday morning on Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Spring is the time that nature renews itself. It's also time to check out new arrivals at the boot store. You'll find lots of cool stuff for warm weather. We have Kentucky's best selection of boots, and new styles are arriving daily. Our selection of straw hats is unmatched, and we shape them just for you. Our website has been relaunched. Visit us 24/7 at mybootstore.com. Follow us on Facebook for details on how to win boot store gift cards. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the boot store.
What if there was a toy store for dads? It would be called the Home Depot, where this Father's Day you can get him a new Weber Genesis 2 gas grill. Choose from 2 to 6 burners, multiple colors, and great prices starting at only $499. When it comes to great grilling, every dad deserves Weber. Doesn't yours? Be dad's number one fan with a new grill from America's number one Weber retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
It's Father's Day at Cold Stone Creamery, and we're celebrating with the Tall, Dark, and Delicious ice cream cake. Order yours online at coldstonecakes.com for a limited time only at Cold Stone Creamery, making fresh, handcrafted cakes in every store. Yeah!
The Lexington Rodeo returns to Alltech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park June 16th and 17th. Here's Hippie the Rodeo Clown.
I pretty much do all improv comedy, so every night the comedy's different. You're not going to hear the same joke from me, you know, in the same weekend. Kind of keeps me working, because I constantly have to strive to be at the top of my game, keeping people entertained. When you start doing jokes, you can get caught in that rut of telling the joke at the same time.
For more details and ticket information, log on to LexingtonRodeo.org.
This is your first fish.
I got one!
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Join us for our Power Sports Open House on June 17th and 18th. Save 20% on select brand name knives and tools. And earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale. In store and online at Cabela's.com.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
There it is.
Rolling down a backwoods.
Some of that sweet southern music.
But there's as many times as you've heard the song, and it's in the thousands.
Yeah.
I always will listen. I never turn the song off and think, I've heard that enough.
No. Ever.
Ever. And if you're ever, when that song comes on, it's always awesome.
I am forever changed. I mean, for that song, as far as when I hear it, what I think about it forever changed when I went to an Alabama game at Bryant-Denny Stadium, and they play that song pregame, and almost the entire crowd sings it word for word. It's like hearing a crowd sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all in unison. Everybody's singing it. It's unreal. It's like a My Own Kentucky Home, and it's not planned either. Like, they don't. It's not part of the pregame ceremony or anything. It's just during warm-ups and before the game, they play that song every game, and everybody sings it. When you see that, you're like, whoa. It's pretty cool. We covered this morning, Belmont Taprit won that. UK Track and Field, fourth at the championships, the NCAA Outdoor Championships, and won the school's first-ever 4x100 relay. But there is so much more to run through, Mary Jo. Let's go into UK football, because this week was the Governor's Cup luncheon for a game that's played after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes.
But Alvante Bell, that was the biggest news of the week. Uh-huh. Defensive lineman is dismissed for violation of team rules. So now you have Adrian Middleton. He played last year on the defensive line.
But you would think Alvante Bell was going to play a pretty major role,
yes,
on the defense this year.
As far as significant snaps, you had T.J. Carter,
uh-huh,
is that the kid? And then Naquez Pringle. You needed Bell for, uh-huh, some of that experience. They've got some other guys, but as far as experience, guys have been there and played. I mean, this is a big blow to Kentucky to have lost Alvante Bell. Remember last year, lost Reggie Mint. It was a big deal. And it took UK some time last year to get that defensive line kind of going a little bit. It's going to be the same this year, I think.
I agree.
They just don't have enough guys who have played for this to be something that's a strength right off the bat. Matt Elam, you know, has been...
You know, I almost forget about him now.
Well, he's been underwhelming because he was a win in recruiting against Alabama. I mean, Kentucky won the battle for him against Alabama. And he was expected to be an impact player right away. And he wasn't. And then before last season, I felt he had taken another step. To hear him talk in the preseason, to hear his mindset, he was saying all the right things. He had lost some weight. It felt like he was going to take another step. And then it just didn't happen. And when you would watch him, you know, so much scrutiny because people watch him when he comes in the game.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't look the way you expect him to look, the way he plays. And he feels that too. I mean,
yes, you can.
I'm not saying he listens to our radio show, but he feels it. He knows it's out there, that thought about him. And so Stoops said this week that he had a sit-down with Elam in mid-April to discuss things he needs to do. And Stoops said there are sacrifices you have to make when you're away from college and you're away from your coaches, and that'll be up to Matt.
And there are. And I think Stoops is probably at a point where he's said that to him a couple of off-seasons now.
Mm-hmm.
And is just going to, I don't even know how to phrase it, but he's not going to be on him, right? Because that hasn't worked yet.
Yeah.
So now Matt's got to take responsibility for himself. And it's got to be on him. And what he chooses to do with this last year is all on him.
Yeah, he's missed some opportunities here because Melvin Lewis, the nose guard, you know, when he went down, that was Matt Elam's chance.
Yeah.
And he didn't take full advantage of that opportunity. But then the next year, Melvin is gone, so it falls to Matt. And he doesn't take full advantage of that opportunity, and Naquez Pringle passes him. And so Naquez Pringle is the guy at nose guard going into this season that you feel good about. And this is Matt Elam's last chance. And his last chance to make millions of dollars playing football.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got an opportunity here, and I think Mark Stoops would like to see him do it, but I also think that he's done telling him, like, look, one last time I'm going to sit down with you and tell you what's up. And it's up to you now.
Yeah.
I've done all I can do here. This is up to you.
Yeah, I don't want to say wash his hands of him, because that's not the case.
Mm-mm. But you can only have those come to Jesus talks so many times, and at some point, you have to act on it. And look, there is something in humans that keeps you from doing what you know is best for you. I don't know what it is, but you can know that you're doing something that's killing you, or you're just doing something, and you know the better way, and you know the benefits of it.
And you see a banana and you see a donut.
You just can't bring yourself to do it somehow. Yeah. Or, yeah, it's just, so it's hard to put myself, I would think, me, if it's almost like my job to be a football player, I would think that with one season left to make it to where I could do that for a living and get paid for it, that I would find a way and change. But Nick Mangione said it, change is hard. And I don't know that I would do that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is.
And so for Matt Elam, I really hope, and not just for the sake of Kentucky football, but for his own sake, because he was given something by God that not many people get, which is that size and athleticism that is necessary and needed to play in the NBA. It's like my kid.
NFL.
I went to NBA because I was bringing up my kid who is, he keeps acting like he could go to the NBA. And he was asking about LeBron, and because he didn't realize LeBron played for the Miami Heat. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, because Dwayne Wade was sitting at the sidelines, you know, for one of those games, for the finals. And so he's like, I'm going to go to the NBA right out of high school. I'm like, well, there are some things. You know, I hate to shatter his dreams all the time, but I'm trying to. If he said he wanted to be a musician and a rock and roll star, I'd be like, yeah, you could do that. I don't see any reason you couldn't do that, but you're not going to play in the NBA. I love you, son, but I can tell you right now, at 8 years old, you're not going to the NBA. It's just, I know your genetics. I've seen you play several different sports. I mean, it's going to take a growth spurt and some remarkable motor skill development for you to go straight to the NBA out of high school. But
and they're going to have to change the rules for him.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the case for Matt Elam when it comes to the NFL.
Yeah.
He has. God has given him
He's
that.
He's still got that.
And
yeah.
It's up to him.
Yep.
And really, I mean this. I really want it for Matt Elam. For him and his family. Because that kid, I'm sure, would love to be paid to play football. Even if it's just for 5 years. If that's your job, instead of going to some office or driving all over Tarnation or whatever
you have
to do. Well,
and the money's a little bit better, too,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
That's just, I don't know. It was a dream of mine to play in the NFL for as long as I can remember. And I made it to high school. As far as that, far as I got with football. Never got paid for it. All right, Joe's on the line. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good morning. You know, I had to miss about 10 minutes of your old show because my daughter called, but I think you all...
Joe, get your priorities straight, Joe.
Well, I know. But...
You never know. That's why you have to listen start to finish, because you never know what we're going to say.
But they're on vacation.
Your daughter can wait.
All three of my daughters went on vacation. I am dog sitting. I've got my own dog. I've got a Shih Tzu here, a German Shepherd, and a Doberman. And it's driving me nuts.
Is the Shih Tzu still alive?
Yeah, I mean, it actually chases the Doberman around in the yard.
Yeah, no, the Shih Tzus think they're so much bigger than they are.
Yeah, I mean, they get to barking, and it's like, oh, they're driving me crazy, you know. But
anyway, I have a Shih Tzu myself.
Jeff. Yeah, well, my dog, he's a half Beagle and half Australian Shepherd, and he just plain peed off. He's mad, you know. He's like, what are you all doing in my house, you know. So, but anyways, you all forgot something very important.
Uh-oh.
Always remember to carry shark repellent in your utility belt.
Sure. Oh, yes.
Adam West.
Because Adam West passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was an icon for my generation because we had Batman on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30, and every kid was glued to that TV set. So.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember what station played it when I was growing up.
It was ABC.
Was it ABC? Well, I remember watching it. I mean,
yeah.
I think, Joe, by the time I was watching it, though, it was in syndication. It was on like TBS, maybe, or WGN.
Yeah, it probably
or,
was. This was, I think, in 66, 67.
Yeah.
You know, it was out. And, of course, I was on like 9 years old. But really, with Adam West and that, the comic books back then were campy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And people my age really don't like the new Batman movies because they're nothing like what we grew up with.
Yeah.
So it's like they totally changed him from this super nice guy to like basically a jerk. Hey, but I was going to, as a UK grad, I was going to say I was really proud of this baseball team. Louisville's pitching yesterday was just awesome.
It was.
Those guys
were
lights out.
Flat out played them. I mean, I'm old school. I like to listen to it on the radio.
You know?
And it's just the radio announcers. You don't have to hear all this stuff like they talk about on TV. But
yeah.
I'm really proud of this team and everything. And then y'all was talking Kentucky football. Who was the player that was having problems with some of the coaches? UK transferred to Oklahoma.
Jeff Badette.
Yeah, and now he goes there. Bob Stoops is so nice, and Bob Stoops retires on it. Like, hey, you leave, my brother. I'm just quitting because you came here.
Well, you know the guy. I don't know what they're going to do, but Lincoln
Riley
is the offensive guy there, and so as long as he's there, but that's still fine because that offense is good.
I would just act silly.
Yeah, but I agree though that it kind of stinks that you're.
We're also going to miss Badette.
The Kentucky I think that's the biggest player they're having problems with. And you know something? Go back to baseball real quick though. Yesterday, I just finally realized how many Kentucky guys are on the Kentucky and Louisville teams.
I was going to make mention of that. Like you look at both squads and how many kids are from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they just kept talking about this high school, and I thought, what in the world, man?
Yes.
Well, you know, and you have to admit, Kentucky has been a really good state for baseball players for years and years.
I think more so than any other sport, Joe.
I do, too. I really do. You look at baseball players in, you know, pro baseball, Major League Baseball, compared to other sports, and I mean, it's loaded.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just loaded, you know. So, but like I say, you know, I was really proud of these guys. Of course, I was disappointed they lost. But, hey, they had a great season. Nobody expected this, you know.
No, it was fun.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. And guess what? Since I'm not having company day, it's all I'm going to do is eat Chinese food out of a can.
Oh, man. That sounds good right there.
Sometimes that's not so bad.
Nobody's coming. We're just going to chill out today. And we got leftover pizza from yesterday anyway. So. Hey, guys, you all have a great weekend. Always good talking to y'all now.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
381-1313 if you want to get in here for our last 40 minutes or so on the show.
I saw a little bit of The Hangover last night. It was on. I'm flipping through, and Zach Galifianakis at one point gets the pizza out of the couch. He looks at him and goes, are you eating sofa pizza? Like, yes, I am.
Gosh, when that movie first came out.
Oh, man. So good.
So good.
There are so many moments in it.
So
it's just,
good.
It's just too much to take.
Yeah.
It's just the tiger.
The baby.
The dude in the trunk.
Oh,
what's his name?
Ken Jeong.
Yeah, Ken Jeong. Oh, my God.
That was like, I think that was when America was first introduced to him.
Yes.
Wasn't that his?
Yeah, that was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so good.
So good.
Now, football-wise, Jeff Bidette, as Joe brought up Jeff Bidette, someone has to emerge.
Yeah.
Because what was noticeable in the spring game was missing. Was that when he went deep, he didn't have timing. Now they said afterward, look, that wasn't him. He's looked way better in practice than he looked in that spring game. But now he doesn't have it with those other guys yet. Now we have Lynn Bowden coming in. He might be able to develop into that. But that's a lot to ask of a freshman. I mean, I think Mark Stoops has said it before. You want to get to a point in your program where you're not depending on freshmen. Dorian Baker has been hit or miss, you know. Blake Bone has gotten an opportunity here. See what he can do with it. Kywan Ross looks outstanding, but don't know. He's unproven. Garrett Johnson has been a great possession receiver, but I don't know that he has the speed to be that. I mean, that's what Bidette had, was the speed to get by anyone in the secondary in the SEC.
Yep.
He could get by anyone in the secondary.
So I don't know who the speed guy is.
Yeah. Does Kentucky have that? And if they don't, that changes a lot of things.
Yep.
Because that's
a significant portion of their passing touchdowns.
Yes. Those big plays are huge. And that was what Stephen Johnson does. That's his best attribute.
Yeah.
Is the deep ball accuracy. I mean, last season, I don't remember another UK quarterback hitting these deep balls like this with such accuracy. And if that timing's not there with Jeff, he's got to find somebody else.
The other thing that was mentioned out of that Mark Stoops presser was Drew Barker looks like he's completely good to go, do everything football-wise that he needs to do. So let the competition begin, although I still don't think there is one.
No. It's just Kentucky just seems to be mired in this for years. Since Andre Woodson, really.
And Curtis Pulley?
Andre Woodson was the last, there's no doubt.
Yeah, you knew. Okay.
And he's going to do it. He's done it. He's, that's that. And there wasn't anything you would point to. And, well, if Woodson was better at this, I'd better. There wasn't that. You're like, there's no doubt he's so good.
Yeah.
This is the quarterback.
Yes.
And since then, Hartline, even though he had to be the quarterback, there were knocks on him because there's Morgan Newton. Or there was Ryan Mosikowski. It was Curtis Pulley. Mm-hmm. Of course, got in trouble and had to leave. But. So now it's Drew Barker and Stephen Johnson. And Johnson's had a whole season.
I do think that, of course you want some sort of competition, and you have to have it. But I do think the coaches have been, and most people believe, it's decided who the quarterback's going to be.
When I think they're giving Drew Barker
an opportunity.
Yeah, they're giving him an opportunity, and I think they've feel like they owe it to him, and then unless they want him to just take off, they've got to give him a shot here. But then you can't split reps. You only have 5 weeks to get ready for the first game at Southern Miss, team that beat you last year on your home turf. So on those 5 weeks, you cannot split reps amongst three guys, because Gunnar Hoke looked amazing in the spring game. So at some point, you have to get your quarterback ready. All right, we got to take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Bruce reveals himself to the magnificent Miranda.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda. And I do anything.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
The Miami Heat, Chris Bosh, and the Players Association have tentatively agreed to a resolution that would allow all parties to move on, sources told ESPN on Wednesday.
You want to try that word again?
Tentatively. It's a tough one for me, man. It's a tough one for everyone. How do you say it, Dan?
Tentatively.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's P-A-W. WSPets.org.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Singing is contagious. I'll sing too.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West. I'll come out when they're all gone.
Adam West, he was reintroduced to another generation through Family Guy.
Adam West.
Oh, it was good. We were talking UK football before the break. You know, Bob Stoops retired, and it was what?
I didn't.
Huh? What are you? You're retired right now. You're just gonna call it quits, huh?
Weren't you shocked by that?
I was. It came out of nowhere. It felt like there was something up. It felt like, well, what's gone on to cause this? And Mark Stoops went on the Paul Feinbaum show, and he said, there's no hidden agenda here. I found out a few days before it was announced that he had decided that it was just his time to hang it up, and that's that.
I mean, I think he's earned that, to, you know.
And Mark made it sound like, look, Bob's his own guy. He doesn't confide things in me. And so, I really don't know. I didn't know before this was happening. I couldn't have told you that it was coming. Just like you, I had no clue. And then he said, and I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he knows what he's going to do. And anybody who thinks otherwise is just speculating. I mean, So, 18 years, though. You think about that. I didn't realize that it had been
18
years.
He was the longest tenured coach at one school, right? So now it's Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, who gets an extension every year for no earthly reason.
But, yeah, that is a tough job to have for 18 years. No doubt about it. But it shows you something. I mean, if they don't keep it up, if they aren't among those teams right on the edge or in the playoff, then it's going to let you know what Bob Stoops meant.
Listen, I think if you don't know right now that Bob Stoops was a pretty good football coach,
and he didn't have scandals like he had Joe Mixon, but I wouldn't call that a scandal. That's a player doing something that you're criminal.
I think it was brought up to him quite a bit this year.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it.
But he's also he's been through this business a long time. I find it hard to believe that Joe Mixon is what is the straw that broke the camel's back for him. I just don't see that as the reason. Maybe you are tired.
It's a tiring business.
It's a 24/7 job, without a doubt.
You miss your family, you know. We've heard John Calipari say it, you know, that it was one of the sacrifices was that he, you know, wasn't around. Any coach is like that, not around. I compare it to, working in TV sports, where we're always away. You're at 11:30 at night, you're on TV. And so you don't get home till late. You go in later. You're always at games on the weekend. So you don't see your family if you're, your family and kids and stuff are home in the evenings. And
you tend to, a lot of people in that business have to move.
Yeah. Move around. Mm-hmm. Yep. The difference is there's a big payoff being a Bob Stoops or a John Calipari. It was not a big payoff for us.
No, there wasn't a, I'm 50 now. I guess I'm just going to retire into my 3 vacation homes.
Yeah. There's a reason our buddy Rob Bromley's waiting till 63, 64, 65 here and been doing it this long. And I wouldn't say he's a millionaire.
No.
Rob would say, no, Dan, I'm not. But, so I can understand it if you have – you miss that part of your life. When somebody says the next phase of your life, well, the next phase of your life for a football coach of the last 18 years or a program like Oklahoma is enjoying some family time. Mm-hmm. I can remember when I walked away from doing TV – I left it for full time anyway, and for 2 years I didn't do it full time, just part time, and that was huge for my relationship with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
huge. It changed it forever, just by being around them all the time.
I 100% agree. Yeah. That's why. That's completely why I walked away.
That's why I did too. Same reason. Exactly the reason. There was some other stuff, too, but that was the biggest
one. Yeah.
That was the number one. Speaking of coaches, Nicholasville native Chris Holtmann.
Yeah.
Going to be the Ohio State coach, leaving Butler, take over Ohio State. That's a pretty big jump there.
When you know, because it's reported everywhere, listen, you're at the very most our second choice. Like, the best you can be is our second choice, because we're going hard after McDermott.
Yeah.
I guess, how do you deal with it? Like, that's just part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And for Ohio State, it wasn't like, I don't think the order was Greg McDermott, Chris Holtmann.
No.
Mm-mm. So he's, the fourth or fifth call.
Yeah.
But you get the job, and you...
That's all that matters. Yeah. You got the job. You're the one they they decided to give it to.
And he got a pretty good contract.
Mm-hmm. I think Ohio State's in good hands here. I think it's going to work out for them. The most shocking thing about the Ohio State situation basketball was that Thad Matta is 49 years old.
I know. God, he looks terrible.
I thought he was 60, 59. I mean, just, yeah.
He
health issues, that's it.
He looks terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
But I have seen a lot of kind of outrage on from former Ohio State players that were not happy with how
that
things
went down. Yeah.
But, you know, that's always, you know, for the most part, that's going to be the case because you went there to play for him and you have a relationship with him. And
right. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk UK basketball here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand-new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program date. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Bank's floor covering.
Do you have cell phones there?
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Bank's floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There are people in this country work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive.
Alabama.
I mean, that's what they're all about, right?
Yes. That's Alabama right there.
Are worth more than
yeah,
their pay.
That's them.
And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And now it's Eric Church or something. You know what I mean? Speaks to the people who like that music. It's unfortunate. This country would be so much better if we had someone to take the throne from Alabama. Thank God Chris Stapleton is popular.
Yeah. I feel like Toby Keith did that for a little while, sort of.
He did, but he was very political. Alabama's not political.
Yeah.
I mean, Toby Keith is still, like, he hammered on the Dixie Chicks and stuff, you know? Like, he made it political. Don't make it political. Just make it about the hardworking man. The middle-class man. America. So, Kentucky basketball released its non-conference schedule this week. And, I mean, it's challenging. It's interesting. I think Mark Pope coming here to open up the season is pretty cool.
I think we still don't know what the other half of that is, right? Because when Mark Pope tweeted out they were going to open the season at Rupp, he said, and that's only half the story. I would find it really hard to believe that Kentucky will go play at Utah Valley or whatever. It's not a home-and-home thing, I would think.
Well, remember the one year Kentucky went and played at Portland, and that was on the way on a trip on the way to Canada, right? So maybe if Kentucky next year or the year after.
Wasn't that also kind of for Terrence Jones?
Yeah. Isn't next year they're allowed to do one of those trips again?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it is. I think next year they're allowed to do like a trip in the summer. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When they played, when they went to the Bahamas one year.
Yep.
And then they went to Canada that one year. And so I think next year they're allowed to do it again. And no, but that would be in the summer. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, the only half of it. Okay.
But I do think like eight of the 13 non-conference games are against NCAA opponents.
Yeah, Vermont.
Tournament opponents. And you might argue that Monmouth and Harvard should have been there.
Yeah. Yeah, these are not the super cupcakes. I mean, Kentucky's going to be expected to beat them, but I mean, Vermont has had its time in the tournament. Of course, there's the Kansas game. East Tennessee State, I mean, remarkable run that they had. Troy, I don't know.
2 years in a row, too, I think, right?
Yeah. Troy, I don't know about.
I'm sure Troy's not that good.
They were 22-15 last year.
But you got to think teams like Monmouth and Harvard are...
No, Troy went to the NCAA tournament, first round.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of, you know, veteran teams, which, you know, Kentucky early on is just going to be barely figuring itself out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do think there's some... I think that they'll lose two non-conference games.
Two
of those 13, yeah. I think they'll lose at West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's tough. And then maybe Kansas would be the two that I can see.
Yeah, you got UCLA in New Orleans. Louisville is at Rupp Arena. They're not going to lose here to Louisville, I don't think.
My world will come crashing down if that happens.
And I think that Kentucky's going to be more talented than Louisville.
Just so inexperienced.
Yeah.
I just worry about that.
You know, I think West Virginia is going to be very tough. No doubt about it.
That's always a tough place to play.
That's an environment for those young kids, because this is a young team.
And so many of their big games are neutral site games, which Cal loves to do for postseason purposes. But more often than not, those neutral site games are essential home games because Kentucky fans are always there in full force.
Yeah.
West Virginia, it's going to be like Blues not getting in there. I don't think.
I don't see it either. No, West. Yeah, I don't see it.
Because that'll be such a marquee matchup at West Virginia. I just don't see it. I mean, there'll be a few, but it's going to be a raucous crowd. Yeah. That's going to be the toughest crowd I think that they deal with all year.
Because in Morgantown, WVU is it.
Mm-hmm.
It is it. It is everything.
Well, Cal and Huggins have this, relationship. Yeah, West Virginia's a good team, a really good team.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a tough environment. There's no doubt about it. Let's just hope it's not a court storming situation. Would hate to see that. Did you see the pictures of Wenyen Gabriel? We talked about this a week or so ago about his training, but then he put the pictures out. Good grief. Just.
Yeah.
To be. When you're young like that, and you got great metabolism, and you're. You know, it only takes a few weeks to transform your body, you know?
Does it?
When you're young like that, yeah. When he already has some things going for him, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I think that we are, I think we're all quick to say that he's not going to be in the starting lineup. He may be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially early on, he may be.
Look at the difference in Scalabissiere from 1 year to the next. Look, freshmen can be great. I mean, we saw Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox. Imagine them this year. So I think Wenyen Gabriel, I mean, there's a chance that he's in the starting lineup because he has improved so much. There's that chance that that's happened. And they'll see that. I mean, almost for the first half of the season, you would hear analysts and people who around basketball say that Wenyen Gabriel was their favorite player or the one that they thought had the most upside because of what he's able to do with his size, his athleticism, like Durant-like type stuff that he could do. So imagine if he's able to do something like that. Well, three UK players are going with Calipari to the USA Under-19 training camp. It's Hamidou Diallo, Kevin Knox, and PJ Washington. So that's going to help that Calipari will have, he's already had Diallo for a semester, but to also have Knox and Washington with Diallo on that Under-19 team.
That will help for this year. It also should help for next year because he's got some guys that are in next year's class that he'll be playing for. And as we saw with the Mohamed Bamba commitment, he developed that relationship with Shaka Smart last year at this Team USA, this very thing.
Yeah.
When Shaka Smart was the coach, Mohamed Bamba developed that relationship. And so now Cal's going to be with guys like Emmanuel Quickly and Romeo Langford. And
Bol Bol.
Bol
Bol's son.
And really get a chance to develop a relationship in a way that no other coach will have the opportunity because they can talk to them all they want, but they won't be coached by those guys.
Yeah.
They won't have experienced the coaching style of Bill Self or of whoever else is recruiting them. You know what I'm saying? So Cal's got a leg up now on those guys.
And I think you develop more of a relationship when you travel together and you're in a foreign country because that unites you right there.
Yeah.
Is that you're all Americans elsewhere. Now, I mean, one of the parents I read somewhere of a UK freshman who was considering going, I don't know if it was Jared Vanderbilt or Nick Richards or it might have been PJ Washington, but
Washington and Kevin Knox's parents, I think, both said that this was, you know, a decision that had to be thought through because of the safety.
In Egypt.
In Egypt. And Jared Vanderbilt was the same way, but I think his ankle was still
not ready
a little concerned, too.
But yeah, that is a scary situation, to go to a country where things aren't the best, where there's, I don't know. I don't know if I could send my son. I know it's a great experience and all that, but I don't know that I would feel comfortable with it. And that's tough. But,
by the way, Sam this week went to basketball camp, his first basketball camp.
Yeah.
Came away with the defensive MVP award
of
the
camp. Nice.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Pretty ecstatic about that.
Yeah.
Pretty pumped.
Absolutely. Maybe there's a scholarship there somewhere down the road.
Listen, what I told him is, if you play defense like that, there will always be a spot for you on a team.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And because that so much of that is effort.
Yeah.
You know, you can improve your offensive game, but it's so much tougher to teach defense and make a kid do that, that if it's just in you, you'll always have a spot somewhere to play.
I was so proud of my kids' defense last week. We played the number one team in our flag football league, and they blew us out like 50-something to 20 the last time we played them. This time it was like a one-score game, and we had the lead by 1 point at halftime. And it was because, well, the offense was good, but the defense was the best it's been all season. And my boys, this one kid was killing them over the middle. It's like the center, they snap the ball, and then they go out for a pass, and it's like people forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just taller than every other kid on the team, and so they would just toss it to him over the middle, and he'd go for 20 yards. They put one of my sons on him, and he never left his side. He was on his hip. That kid didn't catch a pass the rest
That's
of the
awesome. Game.
Yeah. They played such good defense. Still lost by a score, but that was the best game they played all year, and it was the most competitive game that number one team, who had undefeated, had played all year. So I was proud. I wasn't defensive MVP of a basketball camp.
Right. No, it's not.
It's not. Let's not kid ourselves.
He won a backpack even.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. He was pretty pumped.
I bet he was. All right. We got to take our final break here. When we come back, Eric Kahn. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The lawyer on the run.
Oh, yeah.
He sent his conditions for surrender to the Lexington Herald Leader.
He's a mess.
We'll discuss it next year on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat no-brainer sales event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Barrett's Pike in Georgetown for the no-brainer sales event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Clare. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Clare at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Banks floor covering.
Do you have cell phones there?
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Banks floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
the corner of my mind.
There's a jukebox.
People who don't know better are going to think that someone from Alabama died.
Yeah, that's not it at all. I don't even remember how we got on.
We just
playing
said
Alabama.
There were so many Alabama songs that we like. Yeah.
So we just made it all about Alabama this morning. Eric Kahn. All right, so he is the con man, the lawyer from Eastern Kentucky.
What could his list of demands possibly be?
Well, $550 million in Social Security benefits to his clients got him millions in fees. 60 Minutes did a feature on him.
Yes.
So he got, you know, he got sentenced to, like, I think 12 years. And his lawyer was able to get him, even though they argued that he was a flight risk, and the judge still allowed him to post bail. And so he took off. So they've been looking for him.
So he is a flight risk.
Yeah. And they put out, the FBI, I think, put out $20,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Eric Kahn. So he's been on the run all week long. And then the Lexington Herald Leader gets an email saying that, hey, this is an email from Eric Kahn. I want this out there and published. That these are my conditions of surrender. And so his biggest thing is that he thinks the two judges that also were charged with helping this happen, like one of the judges acknowledged that in his plea deal that he asked Kahn for bribes beginning in 2004. So they were in on it. They were in on it. And so Kahn's like, hey, these guys, their combined sentence isn't as much as mine. And that's not right. So he wants people to know that it's not right that he's having to go to jail for longer than the two judges that were in on it with him. It's like, hey, they should do some time too. My, you know, the same amount I have. So that is one of his demands of his surrender. And also that he be given no more time for fleeing.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has those demands, right? Like,
yeah.
Also, I, you know, knocked off a liquor store, but don't get me wrong. Don't get me in trouble for that. I mean, I try to tell my kids all the time, and the baby doesn't really listen, but you are responsible for you, and even if you're mixed up and other people are mixed up in your stuff, like, don't. And I feel like this is what he's doing. Well, those judges didn't get as much time as me.
Yeah.
They were doing it too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a 4-year-old.
About you. Yeah. So he, with his ankle monitor, I mean, so he had like a home arrest thing on him, like an ankle monitor on him, and the signal went dead. And that's when they were like, uh-oh, something's up. Well, apparently he put some kind of thing around it to kill the radio signal.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's saying, hey, if I come in, you're not charging me for that, right? That's that. I wonder where he's hiding out, though, because they're clearly looking for him.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
So where's he chilling? Where's he at? Is he in the mountains of Eastern Kentucky somewhere? Did he have?
And clearly, to do that, you've got to also now have someone else helping you out, right? I mean,
with all that money, did he sink it into a doomsday bunker somewhere? Now, but if he's saying he wants to come in, but he's only going to come in, what does he think, though? Do you think you're going to negotiate with the FBI? Look, I'll come in. If you meet these demands.
$550 million.
The FBI is like, I tell you what, Eric, you come in or we're going to find you and it's going to be much worse. That's the best we can do, is it's going to be worse if you don't come in now.
Yes.
Best offer. Take it or leave it.
That's our best offer.
Because we're going to find you. It's happening. crazy. So crazy. All right. Well, you said you're going to Minnesota next week. So
I am.
We will
I
not
am.
See you. Have a great time next week in Minnesota.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
By the way, next week, Brendan McKay might be the number one pick by the Minnesota Twins in the MLB draft. So enjoy yourself.
He'll
have a great
him.
Week. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Happy Father's Day.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
I've mentioned before how frustrating it is to get private shows from Stugatz during the break, but it's getting more and more frustrating. I'm not even kidding. He just hit me with a drive-by, Luke Kuechly's going to die early, and then kept it moving.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But he won't let concussions slow him down.
Oh, stop it!
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ADA Heating and Air. ADA is on the way.
Are you ready to spring into summer? Make sure your air conditioning is too. This is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. Call us today at 859-519-6382 to schedule a maintenance for your HVAC system. ADA is on the way.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.